Unit 1. Vocabulary and Listening. Exercise 4.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Eric.
And this is our second podcast about time capsules. Last week, we gave you some tips. This week, we want to talk about some real time capsules.
Let's start with the Boston time capsule, because it's the oldest and it's an interesting story.
Yes, some builders came across this one in 2015. The workers were repairing a historic building when they found a metal box hidden inside the walls. Two men had left it there over 220 years ago.
That's right. So, some experts opened the box very carefully because it contained fragile documents. Also inside, there were some unusual coins, a medal, some newspapers from 1795, and some really interesting historic documents, all in amazingly good condition.
Those coins will be pretty valuable now.
Let's look at another one from the USA, but this one is a bit bigger.
Yes, it's enormous. It's in Georgia, and it's called the Crypt of Civilization. People call it the first modern time capsule.
It's really a room, a waterproof room with a massive metal door. The idea for it came from a university president in the 1930s. He wanted future civilizations to have information about us. The opening date is the year 8113.
That's a long, long time.
It certainly is. They finished building the crypt in 1940. The things in the room were ordinary objects in 1940, like typewriters and radios. But looking at the pictures, some of them look very old-fashioned now.
I know! Look at this toaster!
Not all time capsules are interesting. Some of them are really bad. One big mistake is to bury a time capsule underground. There is often water underground, and water is not good for time capsules, like this one in New Zealand. People thought it had historic documents in it, but after 100 years, all they found was dirty water and a button. Water had destroyed the documents a long time before they opened it.
A button? Great.
Exactly. You definitely need some interesting things in your capsule. I like this story about a 50-year-old capsule in a small American town called Smithtown. More than 175 people came to watch some experts open it, but the contents were really boring. It had typical men's and women's hats, some papers, some coins, and not much else. One man said that the most interesting thing that came out of it was the smell.
The smell?
Yes, I guess something in there was rotten.
Nasty.